from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
We have had opportunities the last several days where we could have done something. We had, you know, offers or a price we could have said yes to, and we chose not to. And there have also been things that we pursued and made offers on that, and we've gotten a no from another team. So we're just in the middle of that negotiation. Nothing that fell through. We just haven't found the matches yet that we feel make sense. So we'll stay at it.
Yeah, you better stay at it, Ben. Ben Charrington, yesterday right here on 93.7 The Fan. It was reported by many that the Pirates were in on Jazz Chisholm, and then there was the tweet sent out that was heard around the world that basically the Pirates finished in second place for Jazz Chisholm. And that kind of thing really annoys Pirates fans.
Mm-hmm.
And it should, because there are a few different ways this all could have gone down. One, hey, we really weren't in on Jazz. Not really, but put it out there that we were in second so that Pirates fans feel like we're actually doing something. That could have been one way.
Yeah.
Another way could have been the Yankees gave up a big-time catching prospect for Jazz Chisholm, who was their 20th-ranked prospect coming into the year and then has really played well this year, so now he's their third-ranked, or was their third-ranked prospect. So it could be that Tampa valued him more than they would value a Henry Davis, or it could be that Ben Charrington was unwilling to include Henry Davis in a deal for Jazz Chisholm. And all three of those things annoy me. If they're just putting out there we were close, that's just total manipulation and a PR stunt. If the Yankees prefer, or excuse me, the Rays preferred the Yankees catching prospect
Marlins.
Over, or excuse me, thank you. I said that a couple times.
I get them mixed up too. I did that yesterday.
Oh, those stupid Florida teams.
Three times I did it yesterday. Same thing.
Pardon me, yes. The Marlins. If they preferred the Yankees catching prospect, that makes me feel very bad because Henry Davis, he's not somebody that is wanted then by teams. And if it's the option number three that I threw out there, that they wouldn't offer Henry Davis, that I would not understand. Because you have Joey Bart right now who's really performing well and had the huge game-tying hit yesterday. You've got Andy Rodriguez coming back next year. You do not need Henry Davis.
Right.
So any one of those three really irritates me because I feel like Jazz Chisholm could be in a Pirates uniform and could have been manning center field for them yesterday.
I mean, think about the opposite. And think about, say, you know, one of the theories is, oh, just say that we were second in the bidding for Jazz Chisholm. But say that they were first and they beat out the Yankees. Like, that's very significant alongside of getting the player that could actually help your club. Like, if you look at those the headline and it says Pirates trade for Jazz Chisholm, but in close second was the New York Yankees, you – perception of that,
you'd feel good.
It would be huge.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. And it says that you were second. Second isn't first. Second isn't getting the guy. And now you're back to the drawing board. Now you are counting down the time until you have to actually make a move. But if it was close, how are you in a position to say no?
Correct.
That's my thing. Like, going back to the first segment, like, whatever they wanted for Jazz Chisholm, and it was in the realm like of a real possibility, like not a Skeens or something, right?
Right.
I think you have to make that move.
One more prospect to push it over finish line?
Yes.
Yes. For a center fielder who's under team control for a few years now, who's not breaking the bank, he was the probably ideal player that the Pirates should have acquired.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to next season now and beyond, they don't have any center fielder. They've got a gaping hole. It's something they're going to have to deal with this offseason. I've looked at the free agent pool for center fielders. There's not a lot of good ones. They just sent Jack Sawinski down to AAA. So they had been saying for a long time, the way we're going to improve, first and foremost, is internal improvement. And like the poster child for that was Jack Sawinski. Well, now they've given up on him for this year. I mean, he was supposed to be one of your outfielders, maybe your center fielder of the future, and they punted him now down to AAA. So Jazz Chisholm was the perfect fit. And again, the haul that the Yankees gave the Marlins to get him was not one where I went, oh boy, the Pirates could not compete
with that.
Like, we're not talking about Ashcraft. We're not talking about Bubba Chandler. We're not talking about Solomita. We're not talking about Tamar Johnson. You're not talking about any of those guys. And you could have gotten it done, perhaps, if you had thrown a sweetener in there. That's the kind of thing that just makes you crazy. And then Randy Arozarena, same thing. You're not looking at this massive prospect haul going back this time to Tampa where you go, oh, the Pirates never could have done that. The Pirates could have done that. And that's what drives you nuts. There's still time before the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
There's still time. But a couple of big-time players could have been had for not a big-time cost. And it just makes you wonder if Ben Cherington is valuing his prospects a little too much. And you're not in a position where you should be doing that. 412-928-9370. I saw out of the corner of my eye that Callis was, he's like in the bullpen. Like he's warming up. He's ready to go. You got takes?
I do have a take.
Hit me.
So what annoys me about the Yankees trading for Chisholm as well is that the last couple big deals that the Yankees and Marlins have made, those prospects really haven't worked out for the Marlins. I feel like another team would have intrigued the Marlins better if one more could have been tacked
on.
Well,
that's what freaks me out.
Like name me a player from the Giancarlo Stanton trade in 2017.
Well, right.
You really can't.
So that's what kind of irks me here was Henry Davis not made available? And if he was made available for the Yankees to say,
no,
we're going to go with the other guy. That's frustrating to me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Worrisome.
Yeah. Or excuse me, the Marlins to say, we're going to go with the other guy. That's big time worrisome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like there's no way I can cut that up and feel good about it at all. It's either, oh, PR, tell them we were close. Hey, go report we were close, John Heyman. It's either that, it's either they didn't want Henry Davis, or you wouldn't offer Henry Davis. And none of those things make me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Because I thought Henry Davis could be an attractive trade chip. And if they said, no, we elect to go with this Yankees catcher, boy, is that bad. Because now, you're going to be stuck with Henry Davis? Because I'm not feeling good about him as the catcher of the future. I think that's Joey Bart and Andy Rodriguez.
No doubt.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Is he the designated hitter of the future? Well, we've seen him come up to the big leagues and not be able to hit worth a lick. Like, is he the first baseman of the future? I don't know. We've seen him come up here and not be able to hit worth a lick. All right, one other thing I thought about yesterday, watching yesterday's Pirates game. Jared Triolo plays right field. Yasmani Grandal plays first base. And yet, what have we heard from people about the Pirates' interest in Brent Rooker? Oh, we don't want to see the Pirates get him. The Pirates don't look at him as an outfielder. Okay, Jared Triolo just played the outfield.
Yeah.
Henry Davis played the outfield for them last year and was a bum. He was terrible in the outfield. Jack Sawinski is terrible in the outfield. We have seen them throw bad outfielders out there. None of them are MVP candidates who have a 950 OPS. So I'm just saying, if that's the reason why they're not, quote-unquote, interested in Brent Rooker...
I really hope not.
It's ridiculous.
I really hope that that's not the reason. Like, come on.
Now, I could see the asking price on Rooker being really, really high. He's the best bat available. And if you wind up balking at an asking price because they would need, the A's would, Tamar Johnson, Bubba Chandler, Anthony Solomato, all in a nice, neat little package, okay, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's, oh, we don't want to pursue him because he's a DH.
Yeah, I really hope not, but I really don't think that should be the case.
No, that would be ridiculous.
I really hope not.
I hate the consensus in Pittsburgh, though, too, because Dorn and I were talking about this while you were out,
mm-hmm.
and people were reacting to us, acting as if we didn't know what we were talking about. They don't think that he can play the field, and I don't understand why.
He's played 150 games in the outfield in his career, so he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Triolo had only played outfield, by the way, in Double-A, and I realize it's just a few innings, so it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but the way I look at Rooker is, okay, it's not ideal. The bat's ideal. The fielding not ideal. Stick him in right freaking field for 50 games and live with the bad defense. And then you've got him for 3 years. He's your DH the next 3 years.
Yes.
You live with the short-term lumps. Maybe he impresses you. And maybe you say, okay, we'll sign up for another year of Andrew McCutchen. But if he's terrible in the outfield, he could be your DH for the next 3 years. And the guy's hitting home runs every stinking night. He's like fifth in Major League Baseball in RBIs. He's one of the top 10 guys in OPS. He can't play the outfield. Come on.
I think it's more about money with him.
But he's not expensive. He's $775,000. Now, in arbitration, he's going to be due for a nice raise, but he's not going to break the bank.
Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.